Alexei Kapitonovich Gastev was born on the 26th of September, 1882, in Suzdal, a small town in the middle of European Russia. The townsfolk were mostly craftspeople, cobblers, tailors, hatters, and painters, and Alexei grew up playing in the large cherry orchards which lay a short distance from the centre of the town. The Child in the Cherry Orchard would become the most popular, reprinted, and influential workers' poet of the early Soviet era, his works universally considered some of the finest and strangest blooms of the Russian futurism. A writer less like Chekhov, it would be hard to imagine, and not everyone was impressed. One comrade coming away from Gastev's recitation of his poem We Grow from Iron complained, "That worker doesn't speak so much as he yells, like it's coming out of a trumpet." Gastev, like his literary peers, held Nikolai Chernyshevsky's utopian novel What Is to Be Done, of 1863, in high esteem. Lenin called it the greatest and most talented representation of socialism before Marx. Chernyshevsky conjured up a vision of the ideal 20th century person, rational, self-disciplined, loves work for its own sake, and is selflessly committed to society and the greater good, and enlivened this rather dull-sounding formula with a plot about free love and references to bodily mortification, as when one minor political activist in the novel, Rachmietov, sleeps on nails to harden his political resolve. The other great influence on Gastev was Walt Whitman. The New York poet had been introduced to Russian readers through Kanye Chukovsky's translations in the literary journal Vese. In fact, futurist poetry generally, in its freedom, roughness, and chutzpah, owes a lot to Whitman. But it was Gastev and Gastev alone who really understood how to marry Whitman's style with the poetry of machines, factories, and urban life. And this hardly comes as a surprise, since Gastev was the only worthwhile poet to have spent years working on the shop floor. Gastev's love of tools and machinery began early. Around 1898, while attending Moscow's Teachers' College, he devoted himself to metalwork and carpentry. Expelled just before his finals in early 1902 for arranging a student demonstration, Gastev devoted himself entirely to political agitation in Moscow. He had joined the Social Democratic Workers' Party in 1900 at the age of 18. In December 1902, he was arrested, charged with disseminating illegal propaganda, and sentenced to 3 years' exile in the province of Vologda, 500 kilometers to the north. It was not a severe sentence, and Gastev took it in his stride, becoming the leader of the exile colony. He even arranged a demonstration there against the police's ill treatment before skipping Russia entirely for France. In June 1904, Gastev contacted the Bolshevik apparatus in Paris and took a job as a fitter in the Citroën plant. He spent his evenings attending courses organized by Russian émigrés and learned to speak fluent French. By the end of the year, he was in Geneva, where he published, at his own expense, a short story in Russian entitled The Accursed Question. The main character, Vasily, is a man in his 30s who has renounced his personal life and dedicated himself to working for the good of society. But Vasily has a weakness, an animal passion which fills him with self-loathing and becomes the most accursed, the most tragic question of his life. Spring comes, and his repressed instincts boil over. He visits a prostitute, regrets it, and vows that this would never happen to him again, that he would never again be torn between his passion and his conscience. Biology, in Gastev's story, reduces man to an animal. The only way to let the human being within him triumph is self-denial. Gastev soon found more elegant avenues of self-expression, and his poetry is full of vigor and excitement